rising of the sun till the sun goes down, let the name of the Lord be praised. From the rising of the sun till the sun goes down, let the name of the Lord be praised.
We gather to worship, we come in the choir to sing your praise, lifting our voices, joining our hearts in this house today. People of God, in the power of God, for the kingdom of God, we sing.
The rising of the sun till the sun goes down, until the sun goes down, let the name of the Lord be praised. From the sky to the depths, from the east to the west, we give you praise.
We gather to go out to cities and towns to take your name. Shining your light in the darkest place. People of God, in the power of God, for the kingdom of God we live.
The rising of the sun till the sun goes down, the name of the Lord be praised. From the rising of the sun till the sun goes down, the name of the Lord be praised. From the east to the west, from the rising of the sun till the sun goes down, the name of the Lord be praised. From the rising of the sun till the sun goes down, the name of the Lord be praised. From the sky to the depths, from the east to the west, we give you praise, Lord, we give.
Good morning. Welcome to worship on this Super Bowl Sunday. A couple of announcements before we get started. If you came in the door down here, you might have noticed a box with baby bottles in it. We will be collecting from now until February 25th change for Elizabeth New Life Center. And we ask if you want to do this, take one of these bottles and just as you have spare change, or if you're like me and have a huge jar of spare change, just fill this up and bring it back to the church office and we will get that off so they can use this to buy supplies and other things they need for their operations and whatnot. The other announcement I have is a personal announcement, but it's also not a personal announcement because it's a communal announcement. I found out last Sunday I have been called to serve Evansville, Indiana at Shepherd of the Hills Lutheran Church. Yeah, so I will be the pastor at Shepherd of the Hills Lutheran Church. I'm glad they have an acronym, so that's a shorter name. I will be ordained February 22nd at 1 p.m. right here in the sanctuary, and it would be great to have you all here to celebrate this big occasion for me, for my family, for the church. So please join us. There'll be something in the bulletin in the following weeks, something on the Facebook page, everywhere. You'll be tired of hearing about it by the time we get there. So, with that, let us rise and confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the eternal voice from heaven, the anointed and beloved one, the Spirit moving over the waters. Amen. As we approach the mystery of God, let us come in confession, trusting the love of Christ, crucified and risen. God who searches and knows us, you have shown us what is good, but we have looked to other lights to find our way. We have not been just in our dealings with others. We have chosen revenge over mercy. We have promoted ourselves instead of walking humbly with you. With what shall we come before you? Forgive us our sin and show us your salvation in the face of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Beloved of God, you have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit that is from God, poured out for you in the faithfulness of Jesus Christ. Receive the promise of baptism. You are God's child. Your sins are forgiven. Rejoice and be glad, for yours is the reign of heaven. Amen. We sing our song. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Holy God, you confound the world's wisdom in giving your kingdom to the lowly and the pure in heart. Give us such a hunger and thirst for justice and perseverance in striving for peace, that in our words and deeds in the world, they may see the life of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The first lesson this morning comes from Micah, chapter 6, beginning at the first verse. Hear what the Lord says. Rise, plead your case before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, you mountains, the controversy of the Lord, and you enduring foundations of the earth, for the Lord has a controversy with his people, and he will contend with Israel. O my people, what have I done to you, and what have I wearied you? Answer me, for I brought you up from the land of Egypt, and redeemed you from the house of slavery, and I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember now what King Balak of Moab devised, what Balaam son of Beor answered him, and what happened from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the saving acts of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with the thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? The second lesson comes from 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, beginning at the 18th verse. The message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, God decided, through the foolishness of our proclamation, to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs, and Greeks desire wisdom. But we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews, and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who are the called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength. Consider your own call, brothers and sisters. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, things that are not, to reduce to nothing things that are, so that no one might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, in order that, as it is written, that the one who boasts, boast in the Lord, the word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up to the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. There are times in life, as I was just talking about, where I hear something and I really have to stop and to say, did I really just hear what I think I just heard? Last Sunday, I really had to stop when I finally got the call from Evansville and think, did I really just hear them say, yes, they want me to be their pastor? There are times in life I've noticed when that just happens, when you hear something and you really have to second guess what you just heard. In the movie Life of Brian, a Monty Python movie, there's a scene that really shows this well. Brian and some of his fellow onlookers are not quite on the sermon for the Sermon of the Mount, but they're kind of at the base of the mountain. And so they don't hear as well. And a lot of what they're hearing is being passed back from one person to another. So when Jesus gets to the part where he says, "Blessed are the peacemakers," when that message gets back to Brian and his friends, the message isn't quite the same. You see, Brian and his friends hear, "Blessed are the cheesemakers," which again sparks this debate of, well, what does Jesus mean by "blessed are the cheesemakers"? Which they end up deciding doesn't mean cheesemakers alone, but all dairy manufacturers. Sometimes we may hear Jesus and think, what did he just say? Our gospel for today, the Sermon on the Mount, we hear it more clearly than Brian and his friends do. But it may still come across as though, what? What did he just say? Jesus starts handing out blessings, which is not abnormal for Jesus, the Son of God, to bless people. But it's who he blesses that we may not expect. He starts to bless those that maybe society would look down upon. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. We may expect blessings to come a little differently than that. We may expect, blessed are the faithful. Blessed are the priests. Blessed are those who sit in their pew every Sunday for church. But yet, Jesus, as always, flips those expectations and shows us a different way. Jesus blesses those who in Roman society would have been nothing more than a nuisance. You see, the Romans were all about honor and being brave and strong. So blessed are the meek, the exact opposite of everything our society says we should be. Blessed are the peacemakers in a society where you're mandated to be a warrior. These blessings wouldn't have made much sense at first to those listening, but eventually they might get there. The people who Jesus blesses are those who live lives of humility and strive, working for something more than just themselves. Those looking for peace, righteousness, and a world as God always meant it to be are not living the Roman dream. Not to mention those who mourn, are persecuted, and even those of us when we're driven down by those who speak against the work we're doing, against the lives we're living in Christ. But yet, we're the blessed and not those living on the high end of society. Those that Jesus blesses are not only meant to bring light to those whom society may not look well upon, but it's also meant for us to reflect. It's meant for us to look at our own lives, the way we live, the actions we take, the words we say, and try to place ourselves within those beatitudes, those blessings. My professors at seminary love to do this experiment, and I think it's very helpful. When we look at this list of blessed are, where do you see yourself? When you look at this list, do you see, oh, yeah, I work for peace. I guess I fall with the peacemakers. Am I hungering for justice, for righteousness? Maybe I fall with that crowd. Or maybe do you look at that and, like I do some days, say, huh, I'm not sure if I fall anywhere on that list. These are meant to make us reflect. They're blessings, yes, but they're meant to make us think. How do we live our lives? Do we live working for peace and justice? Do we comfort those who mourn and mourn ourselves? Do we work to be part of that kingdom of God? Because these beatitudes are all characteristics of those within the kingdom. They call us to look both at our lives and our conduct in the world, in which we live in a new light. We're called to seek out the places where we can best serve the kingdom through these beatitudes, where we can strive for peace, we can stand with the meek, we can hunger with those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. We look at the world, and we look at where we can comfort the mourning and stand with those who cannot stand alone. We're called to change the world through living lives of humility and compassion, as Christ exemplified for us. This is contrary to the way the Romans did things. They changed the world through might and force. They didn't like how somebody was doing something. That person ended up on a cross, or worse. But we're called not to change the world like that, not to be violent towards those we disagree with. But instead, we're called to change the world through radical compassion for all people. The world will not always respond positively to this way of living. There'll be times when we are poked at, when we're pushed at, perhaps even made fun of. Why are you so kind to that person who really doesn't deserve any of this? And the path that Christ puts us on at times is overwhelming. But in this last beatitude, blessed are you when you're persecuted, when you're beat down, when you're slandered against. There's hope even in that. When Jesus ends with, rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets that were before you. Even though this path is rough, it's difficult, we may want to give up at times, we are not alone. The prophets have gone through this. The disciples went through this. Missionaries throughout the centuries, believers throughout the centuries went through this. We are not alone in our struggles. but we are just part of a great cloud of witnesses, all struggling for the kingdom together. Jesus starts his most famous sermon with the Beatitudes, a list of blessings, and also a call to action. Jesus calls us to reflect on our lives and how we seek to serve the kingdom. We are called to rethink the way we view the world and those we see worthy and unworthy of blessing. So perhaps it's time that we stop and listen again to the words that Jesus is saying. And perhaps we consider, blessed are the who? Amen. Please rise as you are able as we confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. We believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. We receive our gifts to the Lord.
Oh God, you are my God, and I will never praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will never praise you. I will seek you in the morning. In your ways, when step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days, and I will follow you all of my days, and I will follow you all of my days, and step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days.
Please rise as you are able. God of wonder, you formed us in our mother's womb, and from Mother Earth you bring forth this bread and wine. We place them on your table, together with our lives and all that you have made. Open the heavens to us and pour out your Spirit. We wait for your mercy. We long for your peace. We hunger and thirst for Jesus Christ, our banquet of life. Amen. Trusting that God hears us, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need. God of liberation, you set your people free to serve others. Embolden your church that we seek justice for the oppressed. Share generously your loving kindness and live humbly together. Unite us as one people under the foolishness of the cross. Hear us, O God, your mercy is great. God of the universe, your care is evident everywhere, from the foundations of the earth to the summit of the tallest mountains. Reconcile all of creation to itself and repair the environmental destruction caused by human carelessness and greed. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. God of the nations, you desire peace and justice among all people. Deliver us from systems of fear that seek to divide us. Guide our local and national leaders. May their decisions empower and serve the needs of the poor and the disenfranchised. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. God of the oppressed, you raise up the lowly and comfort those in despair. We lift up to you all those who are victims of exploitation, discrimination, and greed. We pray for those who are suffering in any way this day, especially Martha Arlene, and all of those on our prayer list, and those that we name before you now, aloud or in the privacy of our own hearts. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. God of love, you sent your Son Jesus Christ to earth in the form of a baby, whose presentation in the temple we celebrate today. Fill our own house of worship with your presence, that all who enter may encounter Christ. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. God of life, we give you thanks for all those who have died in the faith. Thank you for the examples of our ancestors and the saints who have gone before us. And comfort this day Elaine Cantrell and her family as they mourn the passing of her father. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Confident that you are able to accomplish more than we even dare to ask, we bring these prayers before you, believing in your saving grace revealed in Jesus Christ our Lord, who has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and grant you his peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing our hymn.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
How great is the love the Father has poured out on us, that we should be called the children of God. How great is the love the Father has poured out on us, that we should be called the children of God. How great is God's amazing grace, that we should be called the children of God. How great that we believe by faith, and we can be called the children. How great is the love of the Father, that he sent his only Son, that we can be called the children of God. We will never perish if we believe in him, and we can be called the children of God. How great is God's amazing grace, that we should be called the children of God. How great is love the Father has poured out on us, we should be called the children of God. How great is God's amazing grace, that we should be called the children of God. How great that we believe by faith, and we can be called the children of God. Yes, we can.
can be called the children of God.